Did you hear anything about it?
No.
Well, I eliminated every member of the cabinet as a possibility for vice president.
I see. Well, that's good.
And it's Shriver and Stevenson and Freeman and Rusk and McNamara and Bobby. So that ought to clear the atmosphere a little bit, and I'll have to see how much he fights about it and how much hell he raises.
Yeah.
But they were getting moving in on me a little strong, I thought, and I thought I'd better call a hand.
I think that was very wise. I talked to Sam Newhouse.
Yeah.
And he's calling his editor in New Orleans to put the pressure on Abers on the anti-poverty bill.
Yeah.
Bill Moyers called me up and asked.
Yeah, it's very important. We're going to lose that bill with 5 or 10 votes. And it's just a few people who can't get any Republican votes. The liberal Republicans ought to be with us. And then fellows like Abar, they're Southerners, and then they're under heat since Wallace got out of the race. And they think this is they're just not for us. We just got to win it. We just can't lose it.
I know we must. What else can I do, Linda?
I don't know. I don't know where he's got papers. I know one thing, though. I'm just catching hell. I got a mean wire this morning from local 165 in Portland, Oregon. I called George Meany and told him to behave about my going up to that center. But I sure do want you to sit down with him and tell him that he ought to be a patriot once in his life, and this Goldwater, all he's writing to these German newspapers and throwing his bomb around and turning it over to the privates in the army, that by God, I want him to talk to his editor out there at St. Louis and ask him, please let up on me.
Well, he promised that he would do that.
Well, he said he'd have all of his papers, but he hadn't, and that boy in St. Louis is almost a Burchard, Dick Amber.
I know he is. He told me he's having trouble with him, but he said he'll fire him if he doesn't.
Well, then all he's got to do is just call him and say that I've got to help this man Johnson. He's got Khrushchev. We're about to go to war in Cyprus tonight. I've just finished Latin America successfully, and I just got to have a little bit of help. Missouri is damned wobbly and very dangerous and on the line and the backlash, and this damn fellow's supported by the Klan, and Newhouse's man supporting him. I just don't understand Newhouse letting if he just quieted down, he ought to be for a fellow that welcomes the Klan support.
Certainly.
And that's what Miller said, we welcome it.
Yeah, he certainly should not, and we'll make him do it. You're going out there the 5th, aren't you?
Yeah.
Could I fly out there with
you? Yeah, I wish you would. You come down here.
I'll come down.
You come down, sure. I'd love for you to.
Now, a friend of mine on Time Magazine, who is for you,
yeah,
told me that they're going to print in the next week or two articles about the source of Johnson's wealth. They were contemplating printing it.
Yeah.
The first one, I'm told, isn't so bad, but the second one might be nasty. Now, Donovan, the managing editor of the Life of Life, is a friend of yours. He's for you. My friend thinks it might be wise for you to talk to him sometime, and possibly you could kill those articles.
Well, I stayed up with him at 3 o'clock this morning.
With whom?
With the 5 editors of Life.
Yes.
And they won't tell me what's in them. They won't. They showed me a statement they had about our finances, which are unheard of. $1 million worth of urban property, $500,000 worth of government bonds, just things that never existed, just
yes,
completely out of thing. And I showed them what I was worth. I'm worth $400,000.
Donovan is very friendly to you. There are two fellows who are unfriendly. One is Cham Clark and another fellow, I forget his name, Furbringer. You know him?
Yeah.
They're unfriendly. Luce, I think, is friendly.
Huh?
And my friend thinks if you talk to Donovan and talk possibly to Luce, that those articles might be eliminated.
All right.
I'll get after Sam.
Does your friend have any influence with him?
Yes, some. but not enough to kill it.
Hmm. Well, Luce wrote me a letter and said he'd read them.
Yes.
And that they were complex and controversial, but they wanted to be accurate and fair. So I picked up the phone, called him, and said, if you want to be accurate and fair about my financial statement, why don't you let me show you my auditor's reports? And nobody's talked to me about my own financial condition. I didn't know exactly what I was worth myself till I had the auditors study it, and nobody else knows. So he said, well, I'll send them down. So they all got mad as hell because he was sending them down. So they came down. And I stayed with Abe Fortas with them till 3 o'clock this morning, and I showed them every figure they had and how ridiculous it was and how outrageous it was. They had the radio television station worth $10 million. It made $136,000 this year, made $144,000 last year, and $161,000 the year before, and $140,000 the year before. The last 4 years, it's averaged $150,000 a year. Luce said, well, I pay 15 times earnings, and that would be $2 or $3 million, and she owns half of it, so that was that. And it's not $10 million, it's $2 million, and I own none of it. And so we went over all that with them, and they said, well, we had $1 million worth of bank stock. We didn't have any, not a share. Told them we didn't. It's all required by law to be registered. They can go look at it. But that's just what we went through. And
do you think you made any headway with them?
I don't know. They said they'd let us know today whether they'd let us read the article or not, and then they didn't hear from them today.
Mm-hmm. Well, an outrageous thing, but you're going to be elected. It's just mean and tough.
I don't know whether I am or not, but this guy's making a lot of headway, I think.
Well, he is right now, maybe making, not as much as you think, though. He's making a lot of headway with a lot of noise.
Fella told me that he asked, Bob Anderson told me that he checked a bunch of cabs, all the cab drivers for him. I wish you'd check your cab source.
All right.
What?
Well, I'll tell you what the cab drivers do. They look at a fella, and if he looks like a well-dressed rich man, they say they're for Goldwater. Of course, this Negro's backlash is serious. There's no doubt of it. And the cab drivers, you know, are afraid to go to Harlem for fear of being attacked. It gets them mad at the Negro.
But Bird, where are you going?
We've just got to...
Bird! Come and say hello to Eddie. What'd you say?
We just got to do a lot of work to overcome it. Here they're appealing to the nationality groups whose ancestors came here to get liberty and freedom.
That's right.
And
I just can't understand people that support anybody that won't turn the atomic bomb over to a bunch of privates, that won't turn all the nuclear weapons over to a bunch of generals without any authority here, and accepts the support of the Ku Klux Klan.
That's right.
I don't understand it. I don't understand how I know. Well, anyway, you tell my friend Sam Newhouse, please talk to Dick Amberg and say this is something that's important to him. And I'm his man. I'm in his corner. I'm taking heat. I'll do anything in the world he needs to be done. And I don't think that Goldwater is that important to Amberg.
Of course.
I don't believe he is. And you give me a ring and tell me what he said.
I'll do that.
Here's Lady Bird. I want to say hi to you.
Okay. Ed?
Hello, Lady Bird.
I got you a nice letter with that philosophic quotation. And don't you worry about me. Listen, whatever happens, I'm tough and strong and happy. All I got to do is try to get my husband to get at least 7 hours sleep a night. And
right.
Listen, you'd be proud of him if you saw how diligent he was and how faithful about his exercises and his diet.
I'm so glad of that, Lady Bird. I just feel so close and so much a part of you that I was just concerned that you might be...
Well, don't ever stop feeling that way. And our weekends are mostly nice and quiet, and our 5 days a week he works powerful hard. But anyhow, you keep on helping him, and I'll give him back to you.
I certainly will.
Hello,
Lyndon.
Okay, you get on, and then you call me
back
tomorrow and let me know what happens, and we'll get together. We'll get together on this thing. Tell him he's damn... I wish he'd settle that strike in Portland.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay, man. Bye.